Up next on Downtown, it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
We welcome in, as always, our friend Mark Cowlin of Eastern Maine Sports. A good Friday afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon to you, Rich. How's it going today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Now, are you rested up yet? Caught up on your sleep? Because you had quite an adventure I saw a couple of nights ago down in Boston.
Yeah, good time. Conan Gray concert. And I'm not somebody I listen to often, but it was fun. It was entertaining. And the Fenway MGM venue is very good. I recommend that if shows happen that anybody likes, I recommend that a lot, because it was a good venue.
And you got to experience pretty much what I experience everywhere I go. You were the oldest person there.
I don't think it was that close. I did see one lady, maybe it was close late, but it wasn't very close. I was probably 20, 30 years older than everybody.
Wow. Yeah, but young at heart, that's what counts. And your daughter had an awesome time, and that's even better.
Yeah. When your kid says she has the best time of her life, that makes it worth it.
There you go. You'd do anything for that. Well, let's talk a little high school football. What's happened since last we talked? What were the big games of last week?
Well, I think a couple of big games. I think Herman over Hamden was the biggest one last week. That was a really close game, and Herman pulled it out at the end. Herman's kind of proven, they're the real deal in Class C. A game to watch, not necessarily this week, but next week is Herman and Foxcroft. Last year Foxcroft handled them, pretty easily, and a lot of changes for both teams. Even though Foxcroft's still the top dog in Class D, but I think that's going to be very interesting next Friday night at Herman. A couple other ones, McDonough Valley won, Lawrence won over Skowhegan, and Foxcroft handled Winslow. Some good games last week, and as I said, Herman kind of made a statement with that one.
And interesting, a tough loss for the Bangor Rams against a very good Lewiston team, right down to the wire, and then losing on a late field goal.
Yeah, you don't see many, high school games, and kind of the game winner be on a field goal, but great kick by that kid, and great win for Lewiston, a tough one for Bangor. I think they're getting better as the season goes along, but been good for them to get that win. But I think they're progressing. I think they'll get a couple wins here soon, and they're obviously well coached and get better as the season goes on.
No question about that. Well, what's up for this week that we should keep our eyes on?
Well, I think the biggest two games, I think, are in eight-man play. Stearns plays at Orono tonight, and Morse plays at MDI, so two very interesting games there. Orono and Stearns both lost last week. Orono lost to Mount Area, and pretty handily. Mount Area is probably the favorite in the large, eight-man division. And Stearns lost a close one to Greeley, where Greeley came back and beat them at the end. I think in the small division, the North division, I think Stearns and Orono are the two top teams, and it should be very interesting there. And Morse and MDI go at it again, on Friday tonight, too. So a couple of interesting ones there. I think, Bangor at Lawrence, that could be an interesting game tonight. And Hamden at McDonough also. Tonight we will be at Oaks Field and Foxcroft at Foxcroft Academy for the Manitowoc-Cook Foxcroft game. Manitowoc-Cook comes in 2-1, and, Foxcroft's 3-0 and really been dominating early. But Manitowoc-Cook's a good story. Not sure how they're going to match up with the Ponies, but they're 2-1, as I said, and getting back into 11-man play after being in the 8-man league for a couple of years. So nice to see, and that's what 8-man is all about. Mm. Trying to keep programs going, and then when they're able to go back up, when they got the numbers of veteran players, not just like freshmen and whatnot, when they were able to do that, they do that, and that's what Manitowoc-Cook's done, and they've been very competitive early.
Absolutely. Well, follow Eastern Maine Sports for everything you need to know about high school football, college sports, other high school sports. They've got it all for you there. But before we let you go, I got to ask, the Sox, of course, not going to go to the postseason, but I'm pretty happy with the fact that they were playing meaningful baseball on the last Wednesday of the regular season. I certainly didn't expect that back in March. I thought they made some nice strides and some good things that I think bode well for the future, and it's a small sample size, but boy, I like what we've seen out of Von Grissom in the last week or so.
I do. I actually think, hopefully it's with the Red Sox, but whoever he's playing with next year, I think he's going to have a very good year. And, you know, you look at it, as you said, they played, you know, they didn't get eliminated till Wednesday night. You know, they had Cassis, Grissom, and Story out the majority of the year.
Right,
you know,
plus Lucas, you know, Giolito.
Right. And I do think there's going to be some trades this offseason, and some probably a trade that the fans aren't going to like when they first see it, because they've got a lot of left-hand hidden outfielders and a lot of middle infielders. They're going to be able to get something from, especially one of these outfielders, or one or two of these outfielders. And they, you know, they got, you know, Roman Anthony coming up. They got Duran already there, Abreu. You know, they got other guys coming up. And you know, they probably could get good players, good pitchers for these guys. And they can kind of, you know, load up. And I think you're going to see some trades. And I know they're not that far away right now, even with what they got. But they do need to, you know, kind of, especially the bullpen right now, build up. Back up, you know, they're going to lose Jensen probably and maybe Martin, but you know, I as you said, I'm not really disappointed. I obviously I always want to make the playoffs, but I think they're heading in the right direction, and I'm going down one more time tomorrow, Rich. So I'm going to go enjoy that, be kind of laid back with it, you know, not meaningful as far as the playoffs goes, but it's always a fun time.
Absolutely, we'll get a win tomorrow, and we'll talk with you again next Friday. Thank you, Mark. Mark Canlin, Eastern Maine Sports, the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tires, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires. Two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor, and by the First. Dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.